Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
We got a code for Contra, Operation Galuga, which is the re-inspired, remake, remaster, re-everything of the first Contra game. I'm pretty excited because this is the first Contra game I can officially say I have beaten.
Nice.
From start to finish. It has never happened before until yesterday.
They're very hard. I'm playing through some of the PS2 ones now. They're quite hard, very annoying, and I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of these because they're quite hard and pretty annoying, so I'm curious how you felt about it.
They're like constantly one of those things where I've probably played four or five of them where it's like I play the first 30, like I play like 5 minutes, like, oh, this is really fun. And then I play for 20 minutes. I'm like, this isn't fun anymore.
Yes, that's exactly.
That has forever been my feeling with Contra is it's five minutes of great. And then once you get past that 15 minute mark, it's just, this is just torture. This is not fun. It's so precise. It's so everything. And this game fixes that, which I love. I want to actually start there because I think that's kind of the interesting thing with this. And again, I don't have an extensive Contra knowledge, so a lot of this may be fairly common knowledge to other people. But for this game, it does a bunch of things to help you go. First of all, you've got three difficulty levels, easy, normal, and hard. I actually played through the whole thing on normal, which made me feel cool.
Oh, that is impressive. Did you? Well, now I'm just waiting for the part where you turn on infinite lives.
No, no infinite lives.
Oh, wow. No, I'm actually impressed. I just assumed that was coming.
What this does is it has lots of like little adjustments you can make to kind of tailor it to how you want to play.
Okay. Sure.
So when you boot it up, you get your choice of three difficulty levels, and then you get your option to play health bar or the standard like one hit kill.
Oh, interesting. That's the one hit kill is the thing that kills me with these.
Well, drives me insane.
Literally kills me with these guys.
But with the health bar, you basically get three hits. So you get three hits plus like three lives.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden now you can get hit nine times going through a stage. Versus where it used to be like you get three lives and that's three hits and you're out. Sorry.
Well, the thing I really hate about the Contra games, especially what I'm finding with the PS2 ones, is that it does that kind of like the only way I can describe it is if you're played like Virtual Cop.
Nope.
The shooter. Well, OK, when you're playing any sort of like shooter arcade game, there's always a point where there's like a red guy who comes out of nowhere and shoots you really quick in really cheap ways. And then like you're dead and kills your crew. But like Contra had a lot of that stuff that required like a lot of memorization as a result. That one. And that's also why I don't really like Mega Man to it. There's a lot of memorization involved as opposed to reacting to the situation in front of you.
Yeah. But this, because it does that, it kind of takes it out a little bit more because, OK, that guy quick. Sure, he took away one of my health bar pieces, but I have three, so I'm okay. It also has perks that you earn and has like a item store, which are all basically upgrades. So, I mean, I played it with the plus two health perk. So instead of having three health bars, you had five health bars. You can unlock like extra lives. So I did it with like the plus one life. So like, I think I played through with like, oh no, I got four lives and five health each versus the standard three and three. You also can do it where, okay, you get stronger guns right away. You start with different guns. So there's lots of ways to kind of customize it to make it feel more doable.
Yeah.
Than a normal Contra game where it's just like, and enjoy, have fun, good luck.
So I know a Contra and you know a Contra is, but Brad, I just realized like we're pretty down in the, what is Contra? That's a good place to start. We should probably note what that is for people who've never played Contra before. I don't think
that's true. That's true. Yeah, we should edit this to the beginning, but that's okay.
Absolutely.
Contra. I'm not doing that. So Contra is basically, what is it? It's got to be late 80s. I don't remember exactly when it started.
Late 80s is definitely early, right,
And it's just your classic kind of 2D left to right game. You've got a gun, and there are just a shit ton of enemies on there shooting at you. And you got to get to the end of the stage basically without dying. Again, notoriously difficult games, those early ones especially. I think they put in some accessibility things probably somewhere else in here, I'm sure. But those first ones were notoriously difficult. And yeah, that's basically it. If you can kind of picture your side-scrolling 2D shooter from a Super Nintendo, you got the idea.
And it ripped off a lot of 80s movies too, like back in the day. Like
it definitely has that Arnold Schwarzenegger, like big buff Army Marine guys going in, that type of thing. So what I didn't realize, speaking of what Contra is, I didn't realize it was a sci-fi game. That was cool. Like halfway through, I was like, there's like aliens and shit.
Yes. Oh my god. You're like not familiar with Contra at all.
I literally am not joking when I say I don't think I've ever made it more than 20 minutes into a Contra game.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's
so that was fun for me because I was like, it starts with like, oh yeah, there's this ancient artifact we got to get to. And then like halfway through, I was like, oh, They're aliens now. Yeah. I've never got to the point where aliens show up in a Contra game. That's really funny.
Yeah. That's really funny. That is usually level 2.
No. This one was like level maybe 3, 4.
There's not many levels. When I say level 2, I'm sort of joking, but there really aren't that many like
there's stage, 8 in this one.
Like stages.
There's 8 stages, 8 yeah, stages okay. in this one.
Yeah.
But
oh, that's more than I mean, usual. Okay. Yeah.
You mentioned memorization, and then you definitely still can feel that because I went through, I played through the whole thing in story mode, and then I was like, okay, well, what's the difference with arcade mode, which it's mm-hmm. it's essentially the same thing. But, like, just going back through those, like, oh, I can, like, fly through this game once oh, you played cool. it once or twice, which, again, speaks to that memorization point. But, yeah, so the gameplay in this, that 2D side scrolling that we talked about, you've got lots of weapon pickups. There's probably 5 or 6 different weapon types that, mm-hmm. you know, do different things, a homing missile, a laser, all that kind of stuff. You can also overload them, which, again, I am not familiar with Contra, so feel free to be like, you dumbass, like, this is just Contra. You overload them, so, like, if you overload the laser, it slows down time for a second. If you overload the machine gun, like, basically you're taking your gun and you're destroying it, but then you go back to, like, your weak little, like, one slow shot thing. So, mm-hmm. basically, it's that balance of, is it worth giving up this gun to get this little boost for a second?
Yeah, that's cool.
So, again, like, the machine gun one pops up, like, in every boss because you can use it to gain, like, an invulnerability for, like, 5 or 6 seconds, which, again, mm-hmm. in a game like this is a long period of time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it's just, it's fun. It's kind of that, if you like 90s games,
yeah,
it is a great reinvention of 90s games. It's a great version of a 90s game with some added touches to it. It definitely has a lot of the same issues that I think a lot of those games have. It has very bad platforming. There's one level. There's one level in particular, I think it's stage 6, where just it's so, like, it wasn't even a difficult level. It's just, like, there's so much weird platforming that you have to do around all this stuff, and it's just, like, it's not great. I don't like this. Like, just let me run to the right and shoot things. I can handle that. Once you start throwing the platforming in, it just tears it apart.
It is funny talking about some of these games where, like, where it only has 2 major mechanics. You're shooting and you're jumping and, like, running. And, like, sometimes the jumping isn't good. But, like, I know how you feel because I actually got super into Metal Slug for a little bit. And it is funny that, like, there are certain aspects of those games where, like, this, like, major component is just, like, it's not great. But it's like, no, dude, you gotta play. There is something about those games that I just kind of appreciate how, like, kind of bristly they still are. Just like those types of games just in general, and it's like I kind of appreciate it because it's so, everything is so smooth, I guess smooth the right way, so playable and so easy to get into. It's like, I like that there's still like a little bit of bristliness in some of these especially these older type of games.
There's still that stuff that's gonna piss you off,
yeah,
like where you're gonna feel like I just got cheated.
Sure.
Had you not put that platform there, I would have had this, but you put that platform there and I couldn't quite get the jump and now I'm screwed. So thank you, I appreciate it. I guess I'm restarting the stage. Yeah. You still have that feeling that I think is good there. But it's a super cool game. Again, it has its issues. It definitely feels like kind of like almost that, in a good and bad way, that what if a Super Nintendo game was made today, mm-hmm. in every way that's amazing and every way that's horrible. We didn't smooth that over, which I like. So
sure.
It's there. It's a cool game. We are Workforce Gaming. You can subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below. There's a link to support us on Ko-fi as well. See you later.
Bye.